The DA in the Northwest condemns in the strongest terms the failure by the Northwest Premier Bushimabe and his Director General Paul Mokgotle to attend the crucial meeting by the Portfolio Committee on Public Works and Roads, Community Safety and Transport Management that was to discuss the future of the embattled bus services Northwest Transport Investments. The meeting was scheduled for today and both of them did not pitch. To add to the calamity, the Portfolio Committee was informed today that the government has resolved to place the entity under voluntary business rescue. Business rescue practitioners started working since July 2022. The DA believes that Premier Mabe opted to attend the Comrades Marathon welcoming festivities for the winners of the marathons instead of attending these meetings is nothing but contempt. And it also creates a lot of questions because there is an MEC for Arts and Culture who could have attended and not the Premier. We believe as the DA that it is now time for government to do an audit of all the assets of NTI and come up with a different provincial transport service model that should be introduced with the aim of saving jobs and reviving the bus transport business. It is no longer a hidden secret that NTI is beyond resuscitation. As it operates on a loss, it owes its creditors more than 100 million and it has failed to comply with each and every clause of the Public Finance Management Act. NTI, which has a very rich history, is another sad reminder that this government has no plan for the Northwest and must be replaced with a competent DA government in 2024.